Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Eurobungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy to have you with me. So if you want to send me a text message, the text line number is 33103, 33103 on your message app. Just use the keyword either Mike or Michael. Text me anything, ask me anything, get going on that. And then be sure and follow me on X. In fact, we're going to be using X quite a bit today because I've got a lot of bookmarks that we're going to be using. So if you'd like to see some of those are at Michael Brown USA. So let's get started. So one of the things that happened this week is that Trump signed an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education. Now, fine. I think that's wonderful. We've been trying to eliminate the Department of Education since 2 years after it was created. Ronald Reagan himself wanted to eliminate the Department of Education. I would say maybe a couple of years after Jimmy Carter decided he wanted to create the Department of Education in 1979, and no one's been able to do it since then. And why haven't they been able to do it?
I propose, and would have already started, if your hypothesis is correct, a planned and orderly transfer back to the states and local communities of functions the federal government has usurped and which it has proven it is incapable of operating. And one of the first of those would be welfare. One of the second would be in the field of education. I would like to dissolve the $10 billion National Department of Education.
$10 billion. Bucket change.
Created by President Carter, and turn schools back to the local school districts where we built the greatest public school system the world has ever seen. I think I can make a case that the decline in the quality of public education began when federal aid became federal interference.
Yeah. I can make the case that the deterioration in public education began when federal aid started pouring into the states. And what have we gotten? I mean, since then, we've spent over $1 trillion in the Department of Education, and we have declining math scores, declining reading scores, declining science scores. Everything is declining. Now, I know it's not all the fault of public education. But have you ever thought, I don't have my pocket education. I don't have my pocket constitution here in the studio, but somebody tell me where education is a function of the federal government. It's not. I think it's a function of state and local government. If indeed, you want me to be even more radical, if even indeed public education is a government function. Now, do I think we ought to have education? Yes. Would I object if there was a law somewhere, if every state had a law that said every child under the age of 18 must complete some formal education? And then if states wanted to offer public schools, they could do that. But if parents wanted to homeschool their children, I noticed they've stopped using the term homeschool, and they started using the term home educated. And I think that's because homeschooling is starting to get a bad rap from the teacher unions and from places like Illinois where they're trying to essentially eviscerate public education. Or, I'm sorry, homeschooling. So now it's home education. Whatever you call it, I don't care. But what if the law just said that every child in this country under the age of 18 must, you know, between the ages of, I don't know, 6 and 15, 6 and 17, 6 and 18, whatever it is, that they must somehow obtain a degree at high school, the GED or some equivalent of a high school diploma, that they must obtain that somehow. And then if states wanted to provide, or for that matter, let's take it even further. Forget states. Let's say that popping up in different counties around your state, counties decided, we think we'll offer education. And we'll take some taxes. First of all, think about this. You can just eliminate property taxes altogether. Just totally eliminate property taxes. Because the majority of all property taxes go to what? At least in Colorado, they go to education. So you eliminate all property taxes. And then every county could decide, you know what, we want to provide as an opportunity for people that live in this county, education for their children. So we will increase, say, the sales tax. We'll increase the sales tax by, you know, 0.25% or whatever it might be. Pick a number. I don't care what the number is. And then they could offer in that county public education. And then if they didn't, but there was still a requirement that you somehow, you must graduate from some sort of school that's been accredited by the state. They would still have state accreditation. So you couldn't just have some fly-by-night operation open up some school and say, yeah, well, here's your tuition. Your tuition is X. And, so we'll provide your rug rat with an education. Now, you gotta have some standards. See, I'm not a complete radical. You have to have some standards. But let the private sector, let people compete. Hey, bring your kid, and let's say we even had vouchers. Say you don't get rid of the property tax. I'm just obviously thinking out loud here. You don't get rid of the property tax, but you keep the property tax, and instead you give everyone who has a child that lives in your county, you give them a voucher that's good that they can take and they can use anywhere. They could use it at a Catholic school. They could use it at a private school, a parochial school. They could use it at a public school. They could use it at some company decides they're going to provide, you know, schools around the country. They decide to plop one down in your county. And so they hire the best teachers and the best instructors. They get the best curriculum and the best equipment. And you can take your voucher from your property taxes in that county. And you can take your child to the school that you choose. Competition. Absolute competition. What do we have now? Well, what we have now is not working. Bill Bennett, the first, well, I shouldn't say the first education secretary. I forget who the first one was. But he was Ronald Reagan's education secretary, was on Fox News earlier this week. And he said that he thinks that Trump's not going quite far enough, that what they ought to do is just eliminate all of the department completely, just quit transferring things out. And I know the first thing that people say when I say just completely eliminate the Department of Education, oh, my gosh, but my kid has special needs, or my kid is learning disabled, or my kid has autism, or my kid is learning, you know, has some sort of learning disability. Okay, calm down. We just take the money that we spend, and, you know, there's a movement, and it's spreading fairly well across the country. Arizona is one of the leaders in it. Where they decide that in Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, the governor of Virginia, is doing it, where you fund the student, you don't fund the school. So the student gets a voucher, a credit, check, well, I don't know, however it would work, I don't care, somebody can smarter than me can figure it out. And so you get a voucher, and the voucher is worth X number of dollars, and you then take that voucher and you look at all the choices you have. Well, there is a public school over here, or there is this private school, or there's this company-owned school over here, or I may just hire my own teacher. And I I'm a Mormon or Catholic family, and I got six kids, and so you know what? I'm gonna hire a tutor, and we'll have him come in every, you know, 5 days a week and teach my kids. Completely upend it. Now, the teacher unions, who have donated millions upon millions of dollars over the past decade, more several decades, and almost always exclusively to Democrat candidates, and obviously to left-wing organizations. So it's no wonder that Democrats, realizing that, this cash cow we got could be on the verge of drying up, they're losing their minds over Trump signing an executive order to begin eradicating the Department of Ed. But I think if Americans got a real taste of school choice, the left knows that there'll be no going back. But I find it astonishing, truly astonishing, that you look at some of the numbers of the test results and you realize, oh my gosh, the rest of the world is leaving us behind. How are we going to compete? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for joining me. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male, billed monthly.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supported and will continue to support the people of Israel with life-saving security essentials. Your gift today will help save lives by providing bomb shelters, armored security vehicles and ambulances, firefighting equipment, flak jackets and bulletproof vests, and so much more. Give a gift to bless Israel and her people by visiting supportifcj.org. That's one word, supportifcj.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hey, you have stumbled into the weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you have. The text line number is 33103, 33103. So in your message app, use that number. Use a keyword anywhere, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. So, for example, Goober number 5919 writes, Michael, with all the diverse educational opportunities you propose, who would set learning standards, and how would adherence and accomplishment of the standards be monitored and ensured? I still think the states would have a role, but make the states do it, not the federal government. Let the states, every single state legislature, make their own standards, and then they would have to accredit. Just like, you know, there are private, for example, I went to a private law school. I didn't go to a public university. I went to a private law school. But that law school was still accredited by whoever accredits law schools. I'd have to go look it up. I don't remember. And the same would be for these schools, whether they were public or private. There would still be an accrediting agency, which could be set up by every state government. And then every state government would have their standards. And the way it would work would be like any other accreditation. Oh, you want to send your kid to that school? Well, that school's not accredited. So if your child graduates from that school, that degree is not going to be recognized by the state as having been from an accredited school. Now, you can still send your child there if you wanted to, because for whatever reason you think it's better, but it wouldn't carry the accreditation of the state. But I'm pretty radical in this, and I know I'm radical, and I know it makes people's heads hurt. But tell me, what have we gotten for all the money we've been spending? Nothing. I love the way I pulled this up, because I wasn't on air yesterday, but I planned to do this yesterday. So you guys get yesterday's program today. I love, so there's something called the National Center for Education Statistics and the National Association of Education something, the NAEP. Anyway, both of these organizations keep track of how well students are doing for proficiency in reading, math, and science. Now listen to this. I just want to read to you this sentence from the NAEP. In 2024, NAEP results showed a decline in reading proficiency for both fourth and eighth graders, with 31% of fourth graders and 30% of eighth graders performing at or above the proficient level, marking a drop from 2022 and 2019. Math scores saw slight improvements, with 39% of fourth graders and 28% of eighth graders scoring at or above proficient. Now, I hope you got the drift of what I just read to you. And then I hope you understood the truth. I read it verbatim, but with emphasis on, oh, but look, they're scoring at or above proficient. But did you hear the numbers? 31% of fourth graders performing at or above proficient levels for reading, the basic skill to get through society. I mean, I think you need math and science too, but reading. If you can't read, you're going to be stuck doing manual labor the entirety of your life. They're proud of this. 31% were performing at or above proficient levels. That means 69% are not. They're not, but they want you to read this and go, oh, well, that's pretty, oh, well, good, 31%. And 30% of eighth graders. So by the time they get to the eighth grade, That means that 70% of 8th graders are performing below 8th grade reading proficient levels. A nation of idiots. A nation of kids that cannot read. And then we expect them to understand the U.S. Constitution. We expect them to understand federalism. We expect them to understand economics when they can't even read. You know, just a little footnote here. You know one thing? Now, there are a lot of things about Trump that drive me crazy. But you know one thing that I absolutely love about Trump? Is the fact that he comes out and he just says what he says. He doesn't give a rat's ass what people think about it. And it causes people that are actually paying attention to go, holy feces, Batman. That's really bad. Now, those numbers I gave you, 31% of fourth graders and 30% of eighth graders performing at or above proficient level, that's a drop from 2022 and 2019. Math scores. Now, again, I think math is a basic skill. How do you keep track of your banking account? How would you even know how to open a banking account? How do you keep track of your credit card debt if you got credit card debt? How do you keep track of, you can't even read, what do I think? You're going to invest in stocks somewhere? Or your company offers you a 401k and all you're doing is digging ditches and you have no clue. You get your quarterly report about your 401k, and you have no idea because you can't read. So you don't know whether it's doing any good or not. Or you might see the dollar signs over here. Okay, well, did I do better than last time? I don't know. I can't do math. This ought to be absolutely, well, it should just be unacceptable. Not even any reason to raise my voice. It ought to be just unacceptable. And yet, we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over, and somehow expecting a different result. It is truly insanity. NPR has, let's see, the nation's report card. These are all the same numbers. But I hope you get the drift that the numbers are bad. The numbers are real bad. And we just seem to think that, well, you know, it is what it is. Chuck Schumer, I don't know what role he has in the Democrat Party anymore. He's in big doo-doo, but that's not the point of the story. He called this executive order that Trump signed last week let's be clear now. All Trump did was he signed an executive order directing Linda McMahon, who's the Secretary of Education, and all the departments and agencies that have anything to do with the Department of Education, to start figuring out ways to start eliminating the department. Now, one thing that does bug me is they talk about taking, for example, some of the special ed programs or the counseling programs or some of the other specialized programs and moving those into other departments. Well, that doesn't really accomplish anything. I want more radical change than even what Trump is proposing here. Anyway, Chuck Schumer says that this is one of the most destructive and devastating steps that Donald Trump has ever taken. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, calls it a code red for every public school student, parent, and teacher in the country who will pay a heavy price. No, not if we fix it. If we fix it, we'll pay a great price. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular. Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Redding Rodeo is back in Buckin' on the River, May 14th through 17th. Celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at reddingrodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, be sure to follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. The text line's open, 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. Ronald Reagan.
The budget plan I submit to you on February 8th will realize major savings by dismantling the Departments of Energy and Education and by eliminating ineffective subsidies for business. We will continue to redirect our resources to our two highest budget priorities, a strong national defense to keep America free and at peace, and a reliable safety net of social programs for those who have contributed and those who are in need.
1982, January 26, 1982, Ronald Reagan. And here we are, 2025, and Trump's really going to try to do it. And I think it's a wonderful thing, and I hope that Trump can pull it off. And there are many ways. And look, there are some, let me go through some text messages, because I think they point out what I'm trying to convince you of. Goober number 0195 writes, my special needs sister had been going to school for 7 years, and we lived in two different states before Carter created the Department of Education. It existed before, meaning programs for her, and they can exist again. Or Goober number, good number, 007. The influx of illegal aliens into our country over the last 35 years is also a reason that our public schools are not doing as well as other countries. We attempt to educate those kids. It was basically the same funding that we used to have, and many come, and they're not literate in their primary language, and we have to teach them English. And that takes away from teaching your children. It's simply not going to work, but it can. And here's a great example. Goober number 2703 writes, Mike, good Saturday morning. Education. My grandchildren, are homeschooled. All three are at least bilingual, play musical instruments, excel at sports, belt levels in karate, stay up on current events, and have equivalent of AB achievement. They started in charter school where a teacher humiliated my eldest in front of his peers. After that, parents dedicated to raising and educating the children. My grands are socially astute, innovative, and polite. Their parents deserve award for being educators. They work, provide, and they don't complain that they need to be paid more. Oh, they also have to pay school taxes for a school they don't use. From sunny but cold Michigan, Goober number 2703. And yes, Goober number 8225, this is a great point. Harvard University is now providing a remedial math class because most of the incoming students can't do basic math. Yet they're going to what is ostensibly the most elite school in the country, Harvard. Really? I think maybe you could do better. And I think we can do better. And the idea that somehow we have to have the Department of Education is absolutely asinine. Why do we need the Department of Education? We need the Department of Education because, like, whether it's USAID, whether it's Department of Energy, the EPA, whatever, this entire bureaucratic administrative state that we have set up is nothing but a giant grift. It's nothing but this giant money laundering scheme. And Trump and Musk and all of Doge have not just exposed it, but they have shown you and me that we don't really need this. We don't need it at all. Think of all of the money that we've spent that could instead, let's just say we kept the same level of spending, but instead gave it to students. Now, you have to understand economics to understand this. So if you don't understand economics, then I can't help you. But if we took all the same money that we have now, you know, over the past couple of decades, the trillions of dollars that we have funneled through the Department of Education, instead took that same money and put it in the hands of parents and said, here is your voucher, your check, your stipend, whatever you want to call it, whatever form it comes in, and it can only be used for educational purposes. You know, it's like these, I forget what they're called, every state has one, where you can put pre-tax dollars into a college savings fund. Well, it can only be used for college-related expenses. Books, tuition, maybe room and board, I'm not sure. But books and tuition. I know that my son and daughter both have those programs going. Well, you could do the same thing with these vouchers or stipends or, again, whatever you call it. I don't care what you call it. But it's funding the student. Now, if you understand economics, that means that suddenly really bright, well, not even bright entrepreneurs, just entrepreneurs are going to recognize that, oh, there's a bunch of cash out there. How can I get my hands on that cash? I'm trying to put it in really crude terms. Oh, I could build a school, and I could hire the best teachers. I could put in the best chemistry labs, the best biology labs, the best reading labs, the best computer labs. I could have the best physical ed labs, facilities. I can do all of these things, make it top-notch, and I can attract that money and make a profit on it. Oh, my gosh, we're going to make a profit on education. Why not? If it improves reading, math, science, proficiency scores, why not give somebody a chance to make some profit on it? Because the system we're doing now is failing, absolutely failing. And the scary part about the fact that the system we have now is failing means that this nation is failing. I know that sometimes, I freely admit that sometimes I sound like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, sitting out on my front yard. Get off my yard. Get out of here, kids. I get that. I understand that. But I'm speaking the truth here, and you know it. It's just that it's uncomfortable. And I know it's uncomfortable to think, oh, my gosh, Michael Brown's talking about completely upending the way we do public education in this country. If I could just get you to buy into the concept, then we can work out the details. But the money you're spending now, the money, you know, I got to pay my property taxes. I usually just pay them in one lump sum. Chokes me to death, but I do it. If I wouldn't, I don't have any kids in any schools. I got grandkids in school, but not any children anymore. It pisses me off to no end. Even though they're my grandkids are not even in the school districts for which I'm paying the property taxes, it just pisses me off to think that I'm paying that much in property taxes and these national scores, they're trying to pat themselves on the back that we got 39 and 40% proficiency. First of all, think about how stupid you have to be to read those figures and think that that's good. That means that 61 and 7, it was, what was it? It was 39 and 30 between 4th and 8th graders. So 69 and 70% are not proficient? And somebody on the text line made a great point. You know, with the news, if it leads, it bleeds. Well, if the government puts out a stat, they word it so that it sounds good. Wow, we've got 39% that are proficient. That's an absolutely devastating indictment of public education. So we've got to rethink it. But then, you know, so we know what the left thinks, and we know what teacher unions and teachers think, that, oh, my God, we can't change anything. And I know that's not true because my wife, who's a school counselor, does believe that we need to make drastic changes. But she also has to keep her mouth shut because the unions will just, even though she's not a member of the union, they'll all scream at her. But have we ever asked the question? I mean, first of all, why do we care what the teachers or the administrators think? First of all, there's way too many administrators. We're way too top heavy. But have we ever thought about asking what the students, the parents themselves think? And maybe even ask the teachers, what do you think? According to polling that's out, they overwhelmingly want exactly what Trump is touting. Now, I go further than Trump. Trump's touting returning authority over education to the state and local communities. I'm for turning over education to the parents and the students. Now, yes, we still need accreditation. We still need some standards. We still need some enforcement. And that can all be done at the state and local level. But in terms of funding, think about what competition would do if you had competition among private and public institutions of education all trying to get you to spend your voucher or your stipend at their facility as opposed to the facility around the corner. They would look, they would say, I mean, they would market and say, come spend your voucher here because here's our graduation rates. Here are our teachers. Here are their backgrounds. Here's what they do. And here's how our students do on test scores. And here, by the way, after they've got a track record of 4, 5, 10, 20 years, let's look at what those students have gone on to accomplish in their lives. How about that? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. What's happening at colleges? I want you to listen to Ayn Rand coming up next.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line 33103, keywords Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Ayn Rand, if you haven't read any of Ayn Rand's books, you need to go do so. Atlas Shrugged, The Fountainhead, Anthem, We the Living, one of the older books. They're all really good. I don't agree with her entire philosophy of objectivism. Nonetheless, she points out some things that we ought to consider. Here she is basically warning us decades ago about the problems with public education, in particular universities.
Most dangerous thing in this country today are the universities, because they're teaching the kind of ideas that would necessarily have to lead to the destruction of this country. Institutions from Harvard on down are preaching collectivism, mysticism, and above all, altruism, self-sacrifice of yourself, the giving up, the resignation.
Can you be a little bit more specific? I've never been to Harvard. I've never been to class there, but can you give me an
example? That's your advantage.
Oh, thank you. Of how they are teaching sacrifice, how they are teaching altruism.
Open daily paper and look at Mr. Carter.
She's referring to Jimmy Carter. So this is probably, 1977 or so.
Peculiar creature who is telling you that we're going to overcome the oil shortage by driving less, by giving up. Let us.
This is such utter brilliance. She's saying, look at Mr. Carter, a peculiar creature in her opinion, who's telling the country that we're going to overcome the oil shortage by what? Not producing more oil, not drill baby drill, but by driving less. Remember the imposition of this? Oh my God, this is going to date me. Remember the imposition of the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, all to save a few gallons of gas? That was the solution? Turn down your thermostat, he puts on a sweater? That's the exact opposite of what we ought to be thinking. What we ought to be thinking is, how do we change? What are we doing to ourselves that we have a gas shortage? Oh, we're too dependent upon Saudi oil. We're too dependent upon OPEC. We have an abundance of oil and natural gas. We have an abundance of fossil fuels. But no, we're told by the leader of the free world at the time, you need sacrifice. Now, I'm not saying that making sacrifices is always wrong. But this is a completely perverted way of looking at it. There's a shortage of something? Then entrepreneurs ought to be able to step in and say, there's an opportunity here to make money, to make profit, and at the same time, do social good by providing cheap, abundant energy so that people can drive and get to work and they don't have to sacrifice. What a bunch of bull crap. Now, I don't mean to say that sacrificing is always bad. Sacrificing sometimes is good for the soul, but as a public policy, it's idiocy.
So make a sacrifice. Let's lower our standard of living, and we'll all be living better. Now, is that a proper philosophy to tell a country that has pride and self-esteem? A Harvard that would be preaching American ideas, more specifically, reason, individualism, capitalism. If they were doing that, you could have the biggest renaissance in the world, still not too late even now. You could have a better renaissance than the first one.
And I think we could do that again. If we would just say, look at these lousy test scores. And we know that we spent trillions of dollars on the Department of Education. And if you look at it, just draw a graph of the amount of spending per pupil and how that continues to increase and now gets us to some of the highest per pupil spending in the entire world. And then you look at the reading proficiency, math proficiency, science proficiency, and that graph is just downward. They're just going in opposite directions. So why would we ever say to ourselves, we ought to keep doing more of what we're doing? We ought to be saying to ourselves, what we're doing is absolutely wrong. And if nothing else, well, actually, I do have higher expectations than nothing else. I was going to say something stupid. Like, if nothing else, this Trump has at least brought this to the national conversation. But it has to be more than a national conversation. Congress, the president, governors, including governors in Democrat states, like right here in Colorado, the idiot governor we have. Or if you live in Illinois, the stupid governor you have, Pritzker. Or the stupid governor you've gotten out in California. They've all got to wake up and realize that, you know what? We do have an opportunity for a great, you know, Trump calls it the new golden age. I think Ayn Rand was right. It's more of a new American renaissance. And that's stop doing things the way we've been doing it. Let's try something different. Let's be radical about it. And instead of sacrificing and throwing more money at it, let's completely invert this. You know, I don't know how much longer I have to live. I might have 30 years. I might have 40 years. I mean, who knows how much longer I'll have to live? I might have, you know, I'll get hit by a bus leaving the studio today. But I do know this. I don't want to live in this country 30 or 40 years from now if we keep doing the same stupid stuff that we've been doing since the days of Woodrow Wilson or FDR. I don't care how far back you go, either one. Because it's not working. It is simply not working. And Trump is showing us that let's try something different. Now, it's easy for me to spell out things that we could do, but all I can do is help inform you so that because you have a sphere of influence, you may know a school board member, you may know a teacher, a counselor, you may know a school administrator, you may know a state rep, a state senator, you may know the governor in your state, you probably do know a congressman or a senator. Tell them things have to change. Otherwise, the country's doomed. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword MicroMichael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 1 million families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection, so we're offering 50% off. Visit LegacyBox.com/audio to save 50%. That's LegacyBox.com/audio to get started and save. LegacyBox.com/audio.
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. George Foreman has passed away. In a recent interview, the once fearsome heavyweight reflected humbly on his 1974 loss to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire.
You know, it was two of the best squared off, but I wouldn't have taken that fight. No. If I had to do all over again, I would watch films and I would have seen. Leave that one alone.
Foreman lost his belt after that loss, but later made a one-of-a-kind comeback as a 45-year-old champion. He was also a successful businessman, selling more than 100 million of his George Foreman grills. He passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Another victory for President Trump as Columbia University agrees to put its Middle East Studies Department under new supervision.
Earlier this month, the Trump administration pulled $400 million in research grants and other funding over the university's handling of protests against Israel's military campaign in Gaza.
As correspondent Ken Lorman, the White House condemns a rising vandalism of Tesla cars in showrooms. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says the attacks are despicable and notes that Democrats have remained largely silent. President Trump calls all that violence a form of domestic terrorism. There is some more bad news for Elon Musk and Tesla. We get the details from correspondent Bill Alexander.
As Tesla CEO Elon Musk wraps up his second month in the White House, leading the Department of Government Efficiency, Tesla owners are trading in their electric vehicles at record levels. That's according to an analysis by national car shopping site Edmunds. Tesla stock continues to fall as the company's dealerships become the site of more protest and vandalism. Musk has told his employees to hang on to their stock despite its sinking value. Bill Alexander, Washington.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
President Trump is proposing a takeover of Ukrainian power plants.
The president made the offer during a Wednesday phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky as a way to ensure the power plant's security. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The United States could be very helpful in running those plants with its electricity and utility expertise. American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
The president held calls this past week with both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders seeking a ceasefire and ultimate end to the war. Greg Clugston, the White House.
New poll finds the GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats, according to that survey, which comes from the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online questioning, finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably. Only 44% feel the same about Democrats. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Baseball's Premier League is the latest to fall in line with the administration's diversity directive.
Major League Baseball has removed references to diversity from its MLB careers homepage following an executive order by President Donald Trump that could lead to possible federal action against organizations using DEI programs in contravention of his administration's interpretation of civil rights law. MLB says in a statement, quote, our values on diversity remain unchanged, end quote, and quote, we are in the process of evaluating our programs for any modifications to eligibility criteria that are needed to ensure our programs are compliant with federal law as they continue forward. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Aaron Rodgers has met with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh has an opening at quarterback after Justin Fields signed with the New York Jets, and free agent Russell Wilson appears unlikely to return. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
To look at the UK and look over the shoulder of the UK at the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. And if we fail to recognize that this, as we look over the shoulder of the United Kingdom, we're really looking at us. We're looking at a mirror, but we're not paying attention to it. A bloated, decaying bureaucracy. We call it the deep state here, on the verge of collapse. I think ours is collapsing, and I think it needs to collapse. And there's all the ideological infighting, government overreach, economic stagnation. Now, that's the UK. Could be us, but it's the UK right now. If you've ever studied British history, you know that they have shifted from kind of a pioneer nation to a bureaucratic state that's plagued by ideological infighting, economic decline, excessive regulations. They've got economic stagnation, mass migration, illegal immigration, we call it here. Rising living costs is leading to widespread poverty, homelessness, social fragmentation. I think about my own household. Now, fortunately, I'm in a fairly financial, comfortable position. To some people, I'm not wealthy. To other people, I'm rich. I think I'm squarely in what's America's middle class. But I look at some of my expenses. I look at what, I know my wife probably went to the grocery store today. Now, I don't know whether today is like a big grocery day, or we just need to get up a few things. But I can tell you, I dread opening my account and looking to see how much she spent. And then I fear going home afterwards and looking in the refrigerator or the cabinets in the pantry and realize, oh, what'd you get? We have, I've got this stupid app on my phone. And I have it because I have a water leak detection system. And it shows how much water I use. And I know I become obsessed with numbers and statistics and trying to account for stuff. But we recently got a notice from our water supplier, our water distributor. Because we're not on a well or anything, we're on municipal water. And the rates are going through the roof. And I look at how much water we use, because we use a lot of water. And I think, oh my God, I dread this first bill based on these new rates. And then I think, now, yeah, can I afford it? Yes, I can afford it. But that's whatever money I spend on all that additional water is money that I won't spend on eating out or traveling or buying a new shirt or a new pair of sneakers or buying, a gift for my wife or a gift for the grandkids or whatever else, because I got to pay for the water. And then I think, but I'm lucky. What about people that can't afford that? In the UK, law enforcement and the justice system, oh, don't even get me started on ours, has become politically biased. It's even worse in the UK because they're prioritizing, when it comes to law enforcement, ideological policing over actually dealing with violent crime. We haven't quite gotten to that point yet, but we're pretty damn close. We watch what's going on with Tesla, which we'll talk about later, but you look at what's going on with Tesla right now, and you think, is that really how we act as a society? That we don't like because some guy by the name of Elon Musk is exposing waste, fraud, and abuse? And so rather than going, oh, thank you, sir, for exposing that, let's figure out a way to fix that. Instead, let's get mad at him and let's go burn cars that he's already sold. He's already made his money on those Teslas. Those belong to private individuals. And now, because they did something that I thought the left wanted us to do, was to buy more EVs, and so these people were on the forefront of that supposed innovation. Not that I'm going to go buy one. Certainly not now, but I wasn't going to anyway. But Musk has already made his money on those Teslas that people are keying, scratching, burning, setting fire to, damaging, whatever they're doing to it. He's already made his money. And all you're doing is increasing insurance costs for everybody by inflicting the vandalism and the terror that you're spreading everywhere. Well, and that's ideological. That's ideological criminals going out wreaking their havoc. The problem in the UK is the police enforce ideological crimes. The decline is a deliberate dismantling in Britain of their traditional values and their economic strength. And that's a warning for other Western nations. If I read you that note again and didn't say Britain, if I said the decline is a deliberate dismantling of the United States' traditional values and our economic strength, you would say, yeah, that is exactly what's going on. In the UK, all these woke elites in Parliament, and again, when I say UK, I want you to think US. When you think about what they're doing in Parliament, it'll remind you of the U.S. Congress. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, the text line 33103, keyword Michael, follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North States. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Speaking with Michael Brown, thanks for joining. Text lines open 33103 on your message app, 33103. Keywords Mike or Michael. Follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So we're talking about this decline going on in the United Kingdom, because I've been reading a lot of stories lately about the United Kingdom and hearing from friends who live in London, expats working there. And I just keep hearing these parallels. And sometimes when they describe to me the insanity going on, I think, ooh, you need to come home, because not only is that dangerous over there, but you need to help stop it over here. You know, all these woke elites in the United Kingdom's parliament, they continue to squabble over gender pronouns. They are actually banning offensive speech. You can be arrested in the United Kingdom for saying or writing something that offends somebody. Hell's bells, I'd be in jail every weekend. I offend somebody every time I go on air. Not on purpose, but just because I tell you what I think. Which means that if you tell people what you think, you have to be careful, because if it offends somebody and they file a complaint with a bobby somewhere, then you're going to be in trouble. You could actually be arrested for it. You got to be careful on social media. Not that you shouldn't, but you can't express yourself. They're busy enforcing radical diversity quotas. All the while economically the country is teetering on collapse, that's their focus. It's insane. You know, the country, you know, Churchill, and you think about Churchill of, you know, fighting and we're going to keep moving and don't stop. Today, Britons are actually fleeing a country that they no longer recognize as their own. The decline has been sudden and it's been relentless. And the streets of downtown London, while they gleam with some of the world's richest elites, politicians, oligarchs, foreign investors, they attend all these exclusive galas in their flashy cars. The rest of the country continues to sink into economic despair. At any given time, 7.2 million people in the United Kingdom struggle with food insecurity. More than 22 million live in inadequate housing. That's nearly one in three citizens. That's a third of the people in that country. That's like 100 million people in this country. And homelessness continues to go to record levels. One story in the Telegraph had a headline, "Homelessness jumped 16% in England, laying bare scale of housing crisis." Nearly 45,000 households had nowhere to live in the 3 months to December last year, according to official figures. Now, if you exclude London, take London out of the equation, you'll find a country that has a gross domestic product per capita and living standards not too different from that of Eastern Europe. And yet, while Eastern Europe rises after shedding the shackles of communism, the UK sinks further and further into what I call managed decline. Since 2007, real wages have remained stagnant. Cost of housing, energy, and essentials have all skyrocketed. The dream of homeownership is dead for most young Britons who face an economy that, what does it do? It favors speculators. It favors foreign investors over its own working and middle class people. I could have said almost exactly the same thing about this country. And at the same time, the UK faces unchecked waves of what they call mass migration. We would call illegal immigration in this country. and cities turn into war zones. Criminal gangs seize control of entire neighborhoods. Oh, so it's not just here, it's also there. A two-tiered system of justice has almost become a matter of political allegiance, not a matter of law and order, not a matter of the rule of law. Do you know that in Britain, you are more likely to be imprisoned for something they call a hate crime than for actually committing murder or rape? So where did it all go wrong? And this is where I think we need to pay attention. Because, like the United States, the UK emerged from the Cold War victorious, but they became, and I think we became too, complacent. Fat, dumb, and happy. The battle they thought was won. The end of history, it was declared. The triumph of the free market over totalitarianism. Yet, always working from within, silently, progressively, quietly, while, going back to the first hour, America continued to get dumbed down, so did the UK. And as you get dumbed down, you produce what? More useful idiots. And so that means that the Marxists, the globalists, the bureaucratic elites, what we would call in this country the Marxists, the globalists, and the deep state, work behind the scenes to dismantle that country, just like they are this country, from within. And the goal? To weaken and subjugate their country to a global order that values equity over meritocracy, conformity over individuality, and obedience over freedom. I know it's hard to distinguish, isn't it? When I think about these notes, I think it really is, am I talking about the United Kingdom or am I talking about the United States? Unlike I told you that I've not watched Yellowstone, but I've been watching the prequels. There was 1863, and now there's 1923, I think, is the other one that I'm watching now. All of those people that came to this country during that era came seeking work. Most of them had a means of support. They had sponsors. They had jobs they were going to. They knew they could find jobs in factories, on ranches, on farms. They could find the work. Today, why do they come to this country? Oh, you can make an argument they come for the same thing, for a better life. But is that better life through the toils with their hands, their brains, with labor? No, it's through a social welfare system. Over 500,000 new arrivals in a country the size of Britain every year, and they don't share their values, their history, or their traditions. Same thing's true in this country. The people that come here, I don't care if they celebrate their culture. I don't care if they speak whatever language they speak in their home, but I want them to speak English when they're out in the open. Who do you blame? I think it's a natural course, and it's something that we in this country need to watch what's going on, because it's happening in this country too. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103. Keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So you know that over the past couple of days, Heathrow Airport outside London, we're going to continue with the UK for a moment, was shut down. And it was forced to shut down. Well, let me back up. When I heard there was a fire at Heathrow, it's a nice airport. I think it's overcrowded. It needs to be expanded, but they're having, you know, the typical NIMBY problems with not in my backyard. They need to add a few runways, but everybody's opposed to that. So it's just going to continue to get more and more crowded, and it's going to continue to deteriorate and get worse and worse. But when I heard there was a fire at Heathrow and that it shut down the entire airport, in my mind, I could imagine, oh my gosh, like the terminal is on fire. There's been like a crash of some sort, and a jet has crashed into one of the gates or something, and so they're having to evacuate. I mean, all these horrible things in my head. Well, no. It shut down because there was a fire in a substation on airport property, but the fire required them to shut down everything. And I thought, wait, hang on a minute. Where are your backup power sources? You're one of the busiest airports in the entire freaking world. And you let a fire shut you down? Yes, indeed they did. More than 1,300 flights to and from the airport, it's the UK's busiest airport, were either canceled or turned away after it was forced to shut down because of this fire that knocked out a substation. Now, you can find some great, if you have an account on FlightAware, other news sources have put it up. You can find it online. It wasn't just that some flights were not allowed to land, but many flights were required to turn around. Like, you're halfway over the Atlantic. You've left Kennedy, or you've left Dulles, and you're on your way to London. And there's no way to go. So you go back to Kennedy. You go back to Dulles. Other flights that were close in could land at Gatwick or somewhere else, or maybe they could turn around and go back to Paris or someplace. That's not quite as bad as being halfway across the Atlantic. So it was an absolute cluster when you think about everything going on. A guy by the name of Richard Tice, who's the deputy leader of Reform UK, said he was told by an industry expert that the airport changed its backup systems, get ready, from a diesel generator to environmentally friendly biomass versions of generators. Now, every radio station, I think I can say this, every radio station that's in the iHeart network, that is particularly one of the legacy stations that, like in my cluster here in Denver, we have a legacy station called KOA. Well, not just because of KOA, but because of our FCC license, we're required to be able to stay on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's part of our requirement. So we have, not far from where I'm sitting, I can walk out and look on the back patio, and I can see these gigantic diesel generators that occasionally get tested, make a lot of noise, put a lot of carbon in the atmosphere, so that we can make certain that if there's a power outage caused by, oh, I don't know, somebody running into a substation somewhere or a fire at a substation or some other reason, that we can stay on air. And we're a radio station, and we can do that. Now, think about one of the world's busiest airports. I would say fairly important, not just to commerce, but for military reasons too, to be able to keep that airport open. Now, I know it's not a military base, but in case of, you know, some sort of, you know, humongous catastrophic event, you might convert it and use it for military purpose. Now, this biomass generator appears to have failed because it was designed only to work alongside Britain's national grid and not to be able to work independently if the grid was shut off. So the energy center at Heathrow, which opened back in 2012, heats terminals 2 and 5 using about 25,000 tons of wood chips. Sourced from, of course, sustainable forests in the United Kingdom. Now, sources at Heathrow insist that it was not true that a traditional fossil fuel system would have been able to keep the power on. How do you make that claim? How can you make that claim? Because every fossil-fueled system that I know, like ours, which has diesel tanks, plus also has propane and natural gas lines feeding it, can stay on as long as the supply is there and could certainly provide backup until a fire could be extinguished and a substation repaired. But no, they continue to claim that, oh, no, a diesel backup would not have worked. Okay, let's take that at face value. Clearly, wood chips don't keep a generator running either. So your whole idea of being environmental friendly by having wood chips failed, and it failed huge. You know why they have wood chips? Because of net zero. Because the United Kingdom, and in particular Heathrow, are trying to be net zero compliant. Now, it's a freaking airport. So what do you do to reach net zero? Because the last I checked, oh, I know people have experimented with biomass to fuel jets, but it's not in mass production. And I'm not quite certain that I want to fly a jet that's based on burning wood chips, for example. So how would you, for an airport that's using Jet A for planes to land, taxi, and then to taxi and take off again, or is tied into the national grid, which is using coal, nuclear, and other sources for energy, why would you try to convert an airport to net zero? Makes no sense whatsoever, but it shows the insanity of trying to do so. Now, its power since been restored. But when all this was going on, Heathrow could not give any of the news outlets, national or international, any idea of when the airport might reopen. A National Grid spokesman said, a fire at our North Hyde substation in West London has damaged equipment, leading to a loss of power supply in the area. We're working at speed to restore power supplies as quickly as possible. The point being, if you think that we can rely on this net zero idea for cheap, reliable energy, no, you cannot. You cannot do it. And I think this is a great example. And, you know, the Brits like to talk about how resilient they are. I think this is truly not, or is truly showing how you're not resilient. Now, we don't know. And I haven't seen anything new today, but as of last night, it's not known whether sabotage or foul play or terrorism or anything else had a part to play in the fire and the airport closure, and the government suggesting that the fire started by accident. So at this point, I have no choice but to take them at face value that indeed it was just some sort of accidental fire. But it's another grand example of how this idea of relying on net zero and pursuing net zero is a fool's errand. You need cheap and reliable energy, reliable and cheap, cheap and reliable. I don't care what, however you use it, but that's what you need to make the world go round. Go back to Ayn Rand and her whole theory about Jimmy Carter and the idea that, oh, we got a gas shortage, so we got to sacrifice. No, that's the wrong attitude to take. The attitude to take is we have the ability to do everything that we need to do and more. How are we going to do AI? With wood chips? No. You're going to expand the use of fossil fuels. You're going to expand the use of nuclear energy. You're going to do whatever you can to get cheap, reliable energy to fuel the world of the future. And you can't do it with wood chips. I find it absolutely hilarious to think that that's exactly what you were going to do. You were going to use wood chips to try to fuel an airport? You're insane. Utterly insane. Don't let anybody feed you the idea that net zero is compatible with a growing and robust economy. It simply is not. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. Follow me on X. That's at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Redding, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Redding. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Redding, focused on you.
Well, we should all go to Kansas City next week. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Or not Kansas City. But anyway, a group of Satanists are going to be meeting. They're going to conduct a black mass at the Kansas State Capitol on March 28th. Now, the governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, and a group of bipartisan lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are trying to prevent the event. Now, I'm not a Satanist. I'm a Christian. And I got a problem with this. Now, I think I might understand why. Do I have a problem with the Satanists? Yeah, I got a problem with Satanists. But I have more of a problem with them trying to prevent the event. The Satanic Grotto and its leader, some yahoo by the name of Michael Stewart, said the event had gained attention following allegations that he stole a consecrated host from a local Catholic church. Well, now I'm beginning to wonder, okay, now if you're stealing stuff from Catholic churches and you're planning to take these into the Kansas State House and you're going to set fire to them, then, yeah, you probably could be banned from your protest. Well, the governor, Governor Kelly, issued an order back on March 12, about 10 days ago now, prohibiting the Satanic Grotto from accessing the State House. Now, the stories I read say that that prohibition was supported by changes that they had adopted in building and grounds policies that were initiated by both Democrats and Republicans. And she said, the governor did, that there are more respectful means to express dissent than offending religious symbols. Yes, there probably are more respectful means to express dissent than using or offending or desecrating religious symbols. But wait a minute. The last I checked, the First Amendment still applies in Kansas. Now, listen closely because many of you probably disagree with me. In certain practices of this particular satanic group, a black mass involves desecrating the Eucharist, which is deemed a distortion of the Catholic Mass. There's a lawsuit brought by Bishop Joseph Naumann that accuses the leader of this particular group of admitting to stealing the Eucharist, admitted on social media, and then the lawsuit contends that the same yahoo starts sending threatening letters to the lawmakers. Stewart, while acknowledging rude correspondence, denied all the accusations of theft and all the threats. So the lawsuit ends up being dismissed after a hearing, although this yahoo that heads this group pledged to continue with the demonstration, actually anticipating a possible arrest. Well, of course he does. That's what they want. They want the attention. Now, earlier this month, the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, which is a national Catholic organization of some sort, started a petition to have the black mass banned from the Capitol, and they've gotten thousands of signatures. Here's where I draw the line. They have the right, just as the Catholics have the right. This is the old U.S. Supreme Court case going back to Skokie, Illinois, where the Nazis used the ACLU, when they actually were concerned about civil liberties, actually defended Nazis being able to march in the streets of Skokie, Illinois, in a predominantly Jewish area, as long as they conducted their protest within the bounds of the law and conducted it peacefully. And I do believe that people have the right to go protest. If this group wants to go protest and they do it lawfully within the state capitol, then they can do that. And I think stopping them from doing it is probably a violation of the Constitution. So I don't know I don't know anything about the law enforcement organizations in Topeka. I don't know whether or not they are good, bad, or indifferent. But they ought to be called in, whether it's the Kansas State Patrol, whether it's the Topeka Police Department, whether the Capitol has its own police force or an assignment from the Kansas State Troopers. I don't know who it is, but they ought to be able to protest. And I think when we so are so offended by something, which I'm offended by these Satanists. I don't think they ought to be allowed to steal a Eucharist. I don't think they ought to be allowed to burn a Eucharist. That's, unless it's their own. That's breaking the law. And if they have a propensity, or if they've announced that they're going to break the law, then yeah, you may be able to prevent them from entering the state capitol. But just because they're Satanists, this is where I think the country has a difficult problem. We find it, and I know that we feel like the left is always trampling over us. And they are. But what we ought to learn to do, and there was this crazy Baptist group that used to always protest funerals of soldiers, particularly if the soldiers were gay. I can't remember the name of the group now. But I always thought they should have the right to protest. They didn't have the right to disrupt the funeral. They didn't have the right to interrupt the funeral procession. And so bikers started getting to where the funeral was going to take place, where the procession was going to take place, and they would line their bikes up, and they would, like, from block to block, block the view so that the protesters could not be seen by the family or the members in the funeral procession. So that horrid organization was still allowed to protest. But a counter-protest was the exact perfect thing to do. Everyone got to exercise their First Amendment right. Westboro Baptist Church, that's exactly what it is, the Westboro Baptist Church. So they were allowed to protest, but the bikers prevented that protest from being seen by the families of the deceased gay soldiers. So it was like, okay, that's a win-win. Everybody gets to exercise their First Amendment right. This Kansas story bothers me simply because, oh, they're Satanists, so we can't let them in. And I'm saying, as a Christian, they're entitled to their First Amendment rights. Unless, of course, they're going to be violent. Or unless, of course, they've engaged in violence of some sort. And then, no, they're not entitled to that. You see, living, as I try to point out as often as I can, living under our small R Republican form of government, living in freedom and liberty, living under with these constitutional rights, is sometimes chaotic and sometimes uncomfortable. But we have to learn how to counter it in ways that are still within our rights and their rights. Governor, I think you're wrong on this one. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. Coming right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male, billed monthly.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supported and will continue to support the people of Israel with life-saving security essentials. Your gift today will help save lives by providing bomb shelters, armored security vehicles and ambulances, firefighting equipment, flak jackets and bulletproof vests, and so much more. Give a gift to bless Israel and her people by visiting supportifcj.org. That's one word, supportifcj.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.